as we continue in the journey into what is light, what is life, and what is light consists of. And that's what we're going to be looking at. And I want to just read what Jesus, so if you can just imagine and receive by faith, Jesus is now speaking to you and I concerning what goodness is all about, concerning life, concerning these things. But I want us to know, because we can have the doctrine of God's goodness. Doctrine is vital. But we need to go and know the truth of what goodness is. Truth is the reality of it. It's not the doctrine. It includes doctrine because we've got to know, but truth is the experience living in it, knowing what it's all about. So as we've been looking at the goodness of God, and we've been looking at righteousness and truth, and we've been looking at what it is to be children of light, we don't have a definition of the goodness of God. We've got doctrine, and we've got, some of us, or I think most of us over here can say, we've experienced something of that goodness of God in our own personal lives. But it's the Holy Spirit that guides us into that. So that is why when we receive, Lord, you're teaching us about your good. I may not understand too much, but I know that you are good. You've said you're good, and I simply believe that I receive. When we receive, now Jesus has promised the ministry of the Holy Spirit to guide us into, to give us the revelation of the goodness of God. And that is why you may have a definition right now, and all I can say is that definition is going to, you're going to have to unlearn a lot. Because as the Holy Spirit guides us into what goodness is, to taste and see that God is good, we may have the knowledge of what a banana tastes like. See, when we can try and describe to someone, this is what a banana tastes like. But until we taste, only then do we experience. We partake in the flavor. We know what it's all about. The same with the goodness of God. It's the same with the love of God. Every aspect of our Heavenly Father. We've got to not only have the knowledge that we read about what God is like, we've got to taste and experience the incredible flavor of all His nature, of His characteristics, of His attributes, everything about God. It's an experience. It's an intimate participation in what God's goodness is all about. And that's the journey that we are on, so that it's that we are tasting what goodness is all about. And so Jesus, when He speaks about the Holy Spirit, He says there, "All this I've spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So here we see straight away, when we realize, Holy Spirit, thank you that you are going to guide me, you're going to take me to not just the doctrine, the knowledge of what God's goodness is all about, but I receive as you lead me into the experience, participating, so I will live daily in the reality of your goodness. The Holy Spirit is the incredible gift that God has given to us to be able to participate and know His very nature. So again, there in John chapter 15, we see the same thing that Jesus speaks about, that the Holy Spirit will come when the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth. This, remember, truth in the Bible is not this doctrine. Truth is the reality. So the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of reality, the spirit of reality, who God is. The Holy Spirit makes God real to you and I. Okay, and that is the difference there when we're looking at, say, what we describe as religion. Religion has a lot of doctrine, but not the reality. See, so it's a godliness, a form of godliness that denies the power, the life, the reality of knowing God. And that, so when Jesus describes eternal life, about what is eternal life, he said, "This is eternal life, that you may know the true Father and Son Jesus Christ." And so the Spirit of truth is the Holy Spirit that makes the Father real to us, so that we may know the real Father. So it's beyond doctrine. Okay. It's an experience. It's knowing. It's intimately. It's relationally. That when we speak about the Spirit of truth. So when God starts to speak about His goodness to us, the Holy Spirit, that Jesus said, the Holy Spirit, this is what He's going to do to you. He's going to make goodness real to you. You're going to partake in knowing the goodness of my Father. And knowing the goodness of my Father is going to mean that there's going to be a lot of barriers and limitations that the Holy Spirit's going to reveal and help you to be released from those barriers, from those perceptions, from those conditions. Because inside of us, I speak for myself, my goodness is very conditional sometimes. Sometimes people just don't deserve my goodness, you know. And I'm not going to be good, you must suffer kind of stuff. And so, but that's not God. See, God's good all the time. So when God brings about the flood, He's good all the time. When God brings about the Israelites destroying the Canaanites, God's good all the time. When God takes Ananias and Sapphira in the New Testament and they died at Peter's feet, God's good all the time. And that's why to have a doctrine of God's goodness is fine, but He's going to take us into the fact, into the reality of what His goodness is all about. So we live in that reality. Okay, and so Jesus speaks about this again in John chapter 16 concerning the Holy Spirit. Again, He says, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear." And that's important because there's so much, the revelation of God, we must grow into His fullness, who God really is. We won't be able to receive. And so the Holy Spirit will share with us, He will guide us into all truth. And that's the journey, step by step. The Holy Spirit will give revelation of truth. And so, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now hear. But when He, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of reality, comes," truth, the opposite of truth that we're speaking about here in the Bible is sort of deception, it's counterfeit, not the real thing. The Holy Spirit reveals the real thing. So a lot of people worship a God, but not the real God. It's a deception. It's a fake. Okay. And that's why unless the Holy Spirit gives revelation, people believe what they believe is a genuine thing, but it's a fake. Okay. The Spirit of God is the one that reveals that's fake. This is true. So when people get born again, that is why I always ask, did God become real to you when you got born again? Because the Holy Spirit reveals truth and not fake. So all of a sudden, that stuff that blinded us is removed. And Jesus, you're real. Holy Spirit, you're real. Father, you're real. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit, to reveal truth, reality, fact. God's fact, God's truth, who He is. Okay, and that's important. So, because a lot of people say they're Christians. And a lot of people will speak, they know God, they know God, they know God. But ask Him, is God real to you? God's goodness. Is it a reality or is it just a definition? All the time, so that we know. And that's why you'll find in Paul prays in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15 through to verse 17. We'll go through these prayers as we go through the different facets of goodness, of light. Paul prays and he says, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus, your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. See, the Holy Spirit guides us into reality of who God is. Taste and see that he is good. So it's not just doctrine, it's now a reality. Why is this important? If it's not reality to us, we will never be able to release that where we go. It'll just be words. But when we know God's goodness, we are able to, what we have received, freely give. So now we've received, wow, God, you are so good. So now where you go, wherever you go, now you're able to release that goodness. People can taste, that's the light. Remember, the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. So in that goodness that now that you know is real, it's a fact to you, you're participating, you know this goodness of God, and we grow into it all the time. There's so much, they're so big, there's no boundaries to the goodness of God. But what we know, we now can release it wherever we may be. That's light shining now in the darkness. Okay, and so that's why it's so important to accept the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus says over there, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. And that is why the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. Make it known to you is revelation. That which is hidden, the Holy Spirit now opens, unveils it. That's why it's the Spirit of wisdom and revelation that Paul prays. So the Holy Spirit unveils that which is hidden. The goodness of God is hidden. The Holy Spirit unveils it, makes it known. We enter it and we start to know, we start to taste, we start to live in the reality of God's goodness. You take a day, you take like today, when you wake up or whenever you become sort of up and about and you start to, Father, you are good. You are good. What happens when you know that God is good? All of a sudden, you start to find that you become excited because now, God, you're good. Today you're going to display your goodness somewhere along the line, and now I have faith. Now I've got an excitement. So now when I look at the world and I see all these things taking place, I don't wake up and I say, oh, just another day, oh no, that day. No. God, you're good. It's totally different life. It's a totally different tasting and experience because I'm living in the goodness. Not the doctrine. Not the fridge magnet. In the goodness. And so I can look at life, I can look at the situations, God, you're good. And now you'll find that when you know that he's good and you've renewed your mind to this, that's why it's so important when Paul writes in Romans 12, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So now the Holy Spirit is sharing with me God's goodness, is sharing with us God's goodness. Now I start to receive it by faith, and now I start to renew my mind. In the renewing of my mind, I start to be established in that goodness. I'm transformed into his likeness. I'm no longer molded by the pattern of this world, for those in the refinery. I'm no longer molded by the pattern of this world. So when I wake up and I look at the situation and I don't go into a depression, I don't go into the blame game, into the moaning game, I say, no. God, I'm not molded by this. I'm molded by your truth. I've been conformed by your truth. I wake up and now you are so good. Now we've been spending a lot of time on the love of God. Now I've received, Holy Spirit, your love is poured into me by you. Now I start to renew my mind. Oh God, today You're so full of love and goodness. You're going to touch people's lives today because you're just so good. You cannot be anything else. Now I can minister. Now I can be involved in family. I can be involved in life with a heart knowing, God, you are good. So no matter what problem rises up or conflict rises up within the family or whatever the case may be, God, you're good. I'm shifting atmosphere now. I'm changing because I'm not being sucked into that environment. So now we're starting to, because I know the goodness of God, they don't know the goodness of God. So now we start to be as children of light that consists of all goodness in a dark town, in a dark workplace, in a dark university, in a dark home, in a dark school, whatever it may be. Now we come children of light that consists of all goodness. And I know, Father, you're good. These people's lives today, that you're going to somehow miraculously do something profound. That's the faith. The only thing that counts is faith being expressed through love. So I believe now, I've tasted, I'm fully persuaded. Father, you're good. No matter the situation, Father, you're good. As we saw last week, when, like, because people look at God's goodness just in the terms of material blessings. Imagine the goodness of God in prison. Peace, contentment, joy, victory, celebration, goodness. People want the blessings. I want the promise. There's a big difference. The blessings is all those things that we see. The promise, God, you're good. No matter where I go, what happens, God, you're good. That's the promise. And I live in the promise. That's the life. If I have to depend on living in the blessings that I see, I can get disappointed because they rust, they break. But not the promise that God is good. See, it's different. We are children of promise. So we live in the promise. We live in the reality. Our Father is a good, good Father. And every good gift comes from Him. Our Father is good. So we live in that. Despite what we see, what happens, Father, you're good. You're a beacon in a dark place. Because everybody else is living in the reality of badness. And that, are we shine? See, this is why this is a growth of maturing now. It's not just knowing God is good. It's in the real war. It's in the trenches that we shine. God is good. And we reveal His goodness because we believe and it's being expressed through love. So in Ephesians chapter 5, as we start going a little bit deeper, where Paul is writing concerning we as children of light, and in verse 8 he says over there, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord." So that's all of us. Remember, darkness is everything that is not in the light. God is light. So sin is darkness, the demonic realm is darkness, all of that is darkness. Okay? God is light. So we were once children of darkness. We were dark, we were full of sin, the power of sin was operating, we were under the control of Satan. That was all of mankind. For you were once darkness, but now, this is every born again believer, you are light in the Lord. So we are now children of light. We are in the realm, in union with Jesus. And because we are in Him, He is the light, we are also now children of light. Okay. That's the miracle of being born again and a new creation in Christ Jesus. Then he goes on, and now this is very fascinating. "Therefore, because we are children of light, live as children of light." And then in verse 9, "For the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, 'Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" Children of light, do you find that some people don't like you? Because you expose the dark deeds. Get used to it. Yeah. But here Paul writes, and he says over here that light, the fruit of light. Fruit is, it's everything that is in partnership, everything that's participating, everything that is together with Jesus is the fruit that he's speaking about. Remember Jesus said, abide in me, you will bear much fruit. So everything here concerning the light, the fruit of light. So as we are children of light, we walk with the Holy Spirit. Everything that we do by faith and love is light. It's fruitful. It's important because this is how we recognize normal good works and God's goodness, God's good works. Okay? The good works that are coming by faith because God has shown is coming from His love, coming from us knowing the goodness of God. As the more we know the goodness of God, the more we're able to give the goodness of God. We don't have to wonder if this is good or this is not. You just know and we respond, and that it becomes because you're participating Christ in us, the good Christ in us, living through our lives, and there's that union. So that's the growth. Now we find there over here, now there's a lot of good works that's done. Do we see the fruit of the light? Light is a manifestation of life. So are we seeing life in those good deeds? Are we seeing life in the truth that we speak? Are we seeing life in the way we live? That's what we're speaking about. So then Paul writes in, obviously don't, because the light is very fruitful. The goodness is very fruitful. Righteousness is very fruitful. Truth is very fruitful. They have eternal value. They're imparting life. There's an impact. Something's taking place. It's exposing darkness. It's very fruitful. Nothing that is hidden is going to remain hidden. It's very fruitful. Satan has blinded the mind. Now we're in the reality of light shining. It's very fruitful. People suddenly start to get a conviction. Jesus says when the Spirit comes, He will convict the world of the unbelief. Light consists of all truth, fact, reality, evidence. So now, children of light, wow, guys, what a privilege. Be thankful that we are light in a town, in a workplace, in a school. Be thankful that the Holy Spirit is taking us into the reality of what light's all about, what it is to be a child of light. So much freedom, so much joy in all of us. He carries on, as I said over there, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Just quickly before we go to the next verse, I'm going to spend more time every Sunday on these different parts over there. But when we read over here, the fruit of the light consists in all. That word in all means that light cannot be void of goodness. So you've got goodness, you've got righteousness, and you've got truth. All of those are in the reality of what light is. So each individual part makes the whole. That we'll see as we go on, because that's so important in for the light to shine even brighter through our lives and through the ministries that God has given to us. And so Paul writes here then, and find out what pleases the Lord. We'll get back to that in a few Sundays' time. Now, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. So here we see light is fruitful. Darkness is fruitless. Interesting. Again, fruitless is everything that is outside of Jesus. Everything that we do. Romans 14, verse 23, Paul writes, whatever we do that is not of faith is sin. Sin is darkness. And now all of a sudden I ask myself, how many times have I done something and there was no faith, it was duty, Christian duty? Where's the fruit? See, where's the fruit? Unbelief. The fruit of darkness, it's fruitless. There's no eternal value to it. There's no life in that. And that's how we start to discern the difference between normal good works and the good works that are flowing out of the goodness of God for mankind. And us by faith receiving and for action of love manifesting it and walking in that. Darkness, everything that's not of faith. I've asked myself this because we're growing, you see. Our definition of goodness is changing. See, we're having to unlearn what we believe is good, because a lot of our goodness is just because of duty. It's not love being expressed through faith. So this is now, Holy Spirit, thank you that you're showing us something over here, so that what we're going to do with it, I can give a parcel, or this, I give something to a person out of duty, and that's it. Or I can take the same person, but now my heart is full of God's goodness and knowing the love of God, I'm living in it. Now as I impart that same gift to that same person, there will be a different result. Because one's fruitful and the one's fruitless. But do we believe that? Because our minds go around and say, I don't believe that. Well, they're just going to waste it. They're going to do that. They're going to do that. No. Light exposes. So now the good works that I'm doing from a heart of love and an incredible rallying of faith that this, God, this is your goodness you're wanting to show them. Now I know the Holy Spirit is convicting because it's exposing. I have faith. I believe. It's not just a duty now. I believe. See, this is part of our journey in a town. What is the goodness, the good works that God has prepared for us to do as a body of Christ in the communities that we stay in? We see a lot of good works. Sorry, government. But many, many people, unfortunately, would say, oh, the government is good. They're giving this grant, 300 and something rand a month. And people say, it's good. What's the fruit? Captivity, bondage, death. There's no life in that. Why are they there? They should be prospering and job working. See, and so our definitions of goodness versus God's definition, God's goodness is life. See, it's life. And we are children of life. We are children of light in Christ Jesus. We live as children of light. Fruitfulness. It's fascinating, Jesus says there as he's speaking to the disciples in John 14. And we know the scripture, and Jesus says, the works that I've been doing, see, my works are full of life. Look at the evidence. Look at the impact that it's having. Look what it's exposing. And that many are receiving it. Some are running away because they're hiding from the light. They want to stay in the darkness. That's their choice. But look at it. And he says, look at the miracles. That's the Father. You've seen the Father, the goodness of the Father. You look at the teaching and everything. It's the goodness of the Father. It's his love. It's who he is. And then he says, guys, I'm going to my Father. And you're going to do much more, greater works than these, because I'm going to my Father. And John writes later on in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, he says, now, guys, as Jesus is, see, Jesus said, I'm going to my Father. You will do greater works. And then as Jesus is, so are you in this world. And all of a sudden, what limitations have we got around our mind? Do we believe as he is, the triumph, the incredible glory of our Lord Jesus, as he is, so are we on this earth, children of light. Light, the fruit of light, is huge. And we've just stepped into, God is just now awakening us up. We've just stepping into those greater works as He is. The victorious Son of the living God. Not as He was. As He is. Destroying the power of sin with His blood. As He is. The victorious, the King of Kings. So are we. He's in us. So now, guys, as we now, as I said, we've now started just to participate. We've started to get an awakening. Now, as we just say, Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you, God. Thankfulness is a big part of all of this. See, thank you, Holy Spirit, you're in me. You're guiding me into not just the definition, but I'm going to now learn to participate because the fruit of the Spirit is goodness. Now I'm going to participate in your divine nature. Thank you, God. As I'm in union with you, everything that I do in union with you is going to be from the place of faith. And those greater works today that you're wanting to do amongst humanity, thank you, Lord. And now we're back to, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Now we're back to the reality that I've died with Christ. I've been raised with Him. As He is, so am I on this earth. And now we're going to grow and we're going to day by day learn what are these greater works, what this fruitfulness of light, what this fruitfulness of goodness and truth and righteousness, how that's going to multiply. As we see, wickedness matures, wickedness increases, but light. We as children of light, we are maturing. Light is increasing in the land. Because we are children that are walking and living as children of light. We are people that are saying, Lord, we know, we've received that we are light in you, Jesus, and we're going to be living it. Thank you. We are people that say, Father, today I receive your grace to be able to just be light, to make known. Let's enjoy the journey of knowing firsthand what goodness is all about. So we are transformed in the renewing of our mind and making His goodness complete. As we make His love complete as we love others, we make His goodness complete as we give goodness to those all around. Not because I've got this mind that says you deserve not to deserve, but because God is good. And as you walk in the Spirit, you'll be know what to do. Amen. Oh. So we have an awesome Father. We have an awesome Father. A lot of folk at this time are praying. We pray, but we don't really believe. But God is awakening us up. We want to see the move. We want to see the kingdom and the glory of God manifest. Children of God, believe that God is good. This town needs God's goodness through our lives. There's purpose. There's a reason for being alive. Hey? That's why we can't hide in our little rooms anymore. We're out touching people's lives, seeing them good. All I can say is that for me, there's so much that God is. One aspect that just as the Holy Spirit guides us into goodness, one of the first things He started to just reveal to me about God's goodness, He doesn't lie. See, what a place of security. Because God is good, He doesn't lie. His promise is His promise. His yes is His yes. What a place to live in this goodness of God, the fact that God is a God that does not lie. No matter what happens, security. Hey. The goodness of God. He's good. Amen. Father, thank you this morning that we can really sit through your Son Jesus and experience your goodness. This is, I think, for somebody. The Pharisees and the Herodians came to Jesus and they wanted to trap him. And they said to Jesus, should we give taxes to Caesar? And Jesus saw through all of that because His truth He could see the deception. He can see all of that. And so he asked for that coin. And then he said, whose image is on the coin? And they said, Caesar's. And Jesus says, give to Caesar what belongs to him. Give to God what belongs to him. God's image. We made in God's image. Give to God his image. Belongs to him through the blood of Jesus. No matter how broken our image is, no matter how tainted, buckled and bent, give to God that which belongs to him, his image in you. Surrender it to him. Because through Jesus, there is the incredible, powerful blood of his that has freed that image from sin. And then comes the incredible life, healing of the Holy Spirit to bring about what the image of God is all about. So we start to once again display the true image of God through our lives. So give to God what belongs to him. Give to God his image. It belongs to him. Christ's blood has purchased it. It belongs to him. He's freed us. It belongs to him. Give to him the image of God. Receive the life of the Holy Spirit. Receive the incredible blood of Christ as we have communion, knowing, Lord, this image, it rightfully belongs to you, and you know what to do with it. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, as you guide me into truth, so I'm transformed, I'm conformed into your likeness as this new, incredible creation in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, as we eat and drink, thank you for the power of your blood. Thank you that your brokenness took upon yourself our broken image. And in you, that image is being made new, restored. And we receive that truth. We receive the working of the Holy Spirit to bring it about as fact, as experience, as reality. And this we receive through you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.